Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and we would like to include your responses today. I assure you that we are not selling anything, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. First of all, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
And the media in the United States generally classified people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry or no?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
And it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, just somewhat maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? You can say anything at all.
Economy.
The economy, okay. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Election day.
On election day. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
It is my right to vote.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Just let me record your answer. And now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio, and please indicate how you vote on this issue. The issue, one, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one own reproductive decision, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage, care and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes or no?
I voted yes.
Okay. And why did you vote yes on issue one? In a few words.
Because I think the government should stay out of our private business as far as it's a woman's right to have an abortion if she so chooses. It's not the government's right.
Okay. Just let me record your answer, okay? Just give me 1 second. And now, you say you vote yes on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote, to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
A few weeks before the election.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. And please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle, please. English language TV ads, yes or no?
No.
Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English language radio ads?
Yes.
Yes. Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, like YouTube or other?
No.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos? Social media, like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
I don't have any of those.
Okay. Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
None.
Yes. Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs? Sorry.
No.
Direct mail?
Some.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
And the last one, church or social clubs or community groups?
No.
Okay, and when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professional, faith or religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, elected officials, Planned Parenthood or pro-life organizations, or celebrity or social media influencers?
Talking with my family.
Okay, friends or family. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacts how or if you vote in this election, yes or no?
No.
And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on the issue one, yes or no?
No.
And why is that? In a few words, why did you not change your mind?
Because I had my mind set that I was going to vote yes for it because, like I said, the government doesn't have the right to tell a woman what to do with her body.
Okay. Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote or no?
No.
Okay. And can you please tell me why?
It is my right as a U.S. citizen to vote, and I vote every time that I can.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 75% now, and thank you for your help. I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Use One debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message be convincing or unconvincing, okay? The first one, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortion and late-term abortion, but if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Very not convincing at all or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
And the next one? Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never specifically when the victim of the rape is a child, but that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat?
That is very convincing.
Okay. And the next one, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemption for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriage, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument very convincing?
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Very convincing.
Yes.
Okay, and the last two. Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument very convincing, just somewhat, not very, or not at all?
I disagree.
Not at all convincing?
I'm not convinced. I'm not at all convinced.
Okay. And the last one. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find these very convincing, to somewhat not very, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, okay. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
Neither,
okay. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
I'm going to vote because of the person and what I think they can do for us in the future with the economics, that sort of stuff.
Okay. And now if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 24 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
The first one, economics and...
Okay, issues and inflation. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 elections, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote?
Probably for Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Probably, not definitely. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
It would be Joe Biden, because I can't stand Donald Trump. He's an idiot.
Why would you choose Joe Biden?
Like I said, I can't stand Donald Trump. He's a liar and a thief.
Just let me record your answer, please. Now, the last few questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. In what country were you born?
The United States of America.
And in what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
My parents were born in Ohio in the United States.
Okay, thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Democratic Party.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes?
I won't answer that question. You don't need to know that.
Oh, okay, it's not a problem. But can you please tell me what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you for your help.